Steve Nelson says he has a four-point plan that can rebuild U.S. 220 from Roanoke to Greensboro closer to interstate standards. It was the centerpiece of his unsuccessful run for the 19th District State Senate seat as an independent conservative Republican candidate. Concerning Court Rosen's recent citation for marijuana and now being investigated for possessing someone else's prescription drugs,
the Commonwealth Transportation Board is an independent, nonpartisan position, and I'm not sure why Court Rosen was even selected, but after his behavior in the last month, he needs to resign.
Nelson says he has petitioned local and state political leaders and business groups about Rosen and his CTB post.
I could see him going to Richmond and say, well, you know, we need this. The first thing that's going to come to mind, well, wait a minute, this guy got caught with pot in the Kmart shopping center after skipping a city council member and then found prescription drugs in his car in someone else's name.
Nelson wants that job, saying he has studied the U.S. 220 corridor and the proposed I-73 to the North Carolina state line extensively. Gene Morano, WFIR News.